engaging the giving power or the power of giving for supernatural access. Many have been stranded, and many hands have been empty perpetually because they fold their heads. And if you can't release it, you are not ready to collect anything. If your hands are full, if you have your hands full, how can you take anything? You can take anything. So, we don't access certain level of breakthrough because our hands are not open. So, engaging the power of giving. On the giving power for supernatural access. The scripture says in Proverbs 18, verse 16. We are not there. Proverbs 18, verse 16. Proverbs 18, verse 16. Praise God. Please, let's open our scripture, everyone. If you are there, can you read? Let's read it together. Let's chorus it. 1, 2, 3, go.
A man's gift make
I can't hear some of you. Open your mouth and speak. 1, 2, 3, go.
A man's gift make it room for him. And bring it in before his men.
Can you read together, everyone? 1, 2, 3, go.
A man's gift makes room for him.
Makes room for him.
And brings him.
And brings him before great men. Access is granted when your gift can go. Anytime you withhold your gift to yourself, you can be limited on the same spot. So if giving can be a lifestyle, access will never be scarce. When you give, the scripture says it is more blessed to give than to receive. When you push out anything, you are creating room for yourself. You can't give a man 1,000 and he's looking for one. It will be there. Even though you are giving it, that is not with you again, it is still with you. Because whatever you give out is not lost. You secure a place in the life of the person. You don't understand what I'm talking about. If someone has blessed you before, even if 1 naira, 5 naira, you have registered something somewhere, you might be looking at it that my lot has not been credited. I gave it out. It is no longer in my account. But I tell you, it is in your account. It is where? It is in your account. So when giving is your lifestyle, access will not be difficult. This giving can be in cash and in kind. Whatever you give, create room for you. And if you give nothing, you go nowhere. If you want to enjoy supernatural access, oh, come on. Giving must be a lifestyle. Even God, our Father, the creator of heaven and earth, he knew. He said, for God so loved the world, and he gave. He gave what? His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him will not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. What God gave was not a loss. He gave and a room was created for him on earth. Oh, come on. Before Jesus came, no one could host God. He had no room on earth. You remember that anytime he's coming to visit his people, he rather stay on the mountain or the tree, or he's burning in a bush, and the bush is not consumed. But as soon as he gave gift, a room was created. Not just one room. He now beat every man. He gave a gift.
But now, inside of you, you have God because of the gift he gave. So his gift created a room for him. Ah! We are to function like our father. He gave his only son. That one died. Do you remember that what he gave was not a loss? The one he gave came back to him, not just as he gave him, glorified and more honored. A new name was given to him. So the gift he gave came back, not just with himself. He came back with all men. Oh! The gift he gave attracted many. He gave one gift. He gave every one of us. He gave one gift and he saved every one of us. He gave one son and he won many sons to the kingdom. That gift maketh room. There was no room for him on earth. For Satan was dominating everywhere. But as soon as he gave gift, room was created. Now, not just one room. His kingdom came and is sitting in each of us. And let me see how devil will conquer the church. It is not possible. The church is not this building. They are fiery men, strange men, stranger of God. So if he's holding this person, another person is manifesting in another place. Eshuma started kuni. He said he's walking to and fro. He will continue to walk until he fainted. He will faint. He will still faint. Because I know Luapo is in one place, dispensing God, because the room of God is inside of her. And he's trying to attack this person. Mr. Joshua is in another place, dispensing the reality of God. So he's running up and down. He will keep running to and fro. He will keep running to and fro. Because God has his room. I mean rooms on this earth. By one gift. So the gift of a man maketh what? Please, I can't hear you, everyone. A man's gift makes room for him. So even if there is no room, they said the road is closed, the door is closed. By your gift, you can access it. No matter how tight a man is or busy, I said you can't see him, please. He's very busy. Not when you tell the person you are coming with a gift. To have a gift for that person. It's different from I want to see you. They know you are coming with the load of your problem. Say the man of God is busy, he's praying. But when you say, please, I have a gift for the man of God. From who? From me. They will quickly run inside. Say, sir, there's someone here. Say he has a gift for you. Please, let the person come in. You are, at that time, you are different from people who are coming to say, I want to receive. You are different. You are different from people who are coming to just say, hey, this is my problem. But sir, I have a gift for you. And they will say, please, allow him to come. No matter how great a man of God is, you understand? It is a law. This is not carnality. No matter how great and busy a man is, go with a gift. One of our friends was sharing. He said he has been trying to reach one of these fastest growing ministers. That are doing well presently. Said he called and called, nothing. He didn't pick up. 1 week, no call. Second week, he now thought in himself that I need to assess this man. What am I going to do? He didn't call. So he now sent message, please, I need your account number, sir. Immediately, account number. I'm telling you, I need your account number, sir. Oh, all right. Oh, God bless you. I said account number. He sent money. And he now sent money. And please, sir, I've sent the money. Have you seen it, sir? He responded, sir, I would like to talk to you. Okay, that's all. You can call me now. I'm telling you. Now, are we saying that is carnality? No. You don't understand. It is not. You should know that for people to allow you in their life, it's not easy. That you just want to encroach somebody's time. It's not easy. Of course, they are there to help us to, but he has so many things on his head. But I tell you, no matter how hard and tight any environment is, if you can understand the power of gift, and you can embrace giving as a heart, as a way of life, you assess anywhere, any environment. How on earth do you think a woman can bring down a man, no matter how anointed he is, because they have a gift to give? Yes. So you man, you are appearing, you are doing everything for the man, he's not even seeing you. And one single stray sister just appeared, and the man is giving attention. What do you think? A gift attracts. So if you master the art of giving, you cannot lack supernatural access. It is impossible. Access is given when gift is offered. So we are to also function and behave like our father. He said that a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before who? Oh, come on. The dwelling place of common men is so full. Why? Because not every one of them understands this law. You will always stay among the mere men until you understand this thing. If you have nothing to offer, you may suffer for life. Life is about giving. Remove giving from life. No living. No giving is living. Nothing seeking you. You may not have money. It might be your service. It might be your time. Come on. Men understood this. They have known this thing. You are pursuing a girl and it's not giving you attention. The people in the world, they will stay with you. Send message in the morning. They will commit themselves so much that even you, their commitment can get your attention. I mean, you give attention. This man that is just calling me in the morning, what is he looking for? He's trying to get something. When you can't give, and the fact is that there is nobody here is empty. So don't say, what am I going to give? What to give is in you. Nobody is created empty. You always have something to offer. A young man came to me and said, sir, I visited my uncle. I don't like the way he used to behave to me. I said, when you get there, what do? Go there and just stretch your leg and sleep on the bed. They cook in the morning, you eat it. In the afternoon, you eat it. I said, you don't know anything about life. There is nobody I can access. Nobody. Because I know this secret. I know this secret. He said that man is so tough, he's dangerous, he can do that. I said, forget it. He's not tough, he's not difficult as you think. Wake up in the morning, go to his car, wash it, look for something to do. Don't just sit down. You know, say, I need my school fees. For where? You don't know what you are saying. Can you know that it's possible that a man is paying, is giving you money as you are going, and he say thank you for coming? Not anytime they receive your call, is Lord, this guy is coming with a need again. My father and the Lord in our, anytime I'm going home, no matter what happened, I'm going home to meet them. It's always happening. You can see it. So I'll be coming. Oh, evangelist, we can't wait to receive you. I was in the university. I wake up in the morning. I sweep. I will sweep the city. Sweep everywhere. Then their bowl had problem. I would carry 25 liters. Pick it. Go to the front of the house. First water before anybody wakes up. without any instruction. No begging. Please, go and do it. No, I just took initiative. I wake up. What can I do here? Just sit down and be eating. Because I know if you can give, you will stay. If you can give, there will be a room. Hey, no, no, we do a fact. Most times they have visitors, they will say, evangelist, come. Even if there is visitor, there is a place for you here. Not that you are coming here. They know you are a body. Nothing to offer. Nothing. Some people will not come to a church on a Sunday. You will feel it. Because they have something to offer. They are giving their time. They are giving their energy. They are giving their wisdom. They are giving everything God has given to them to serve Him. So they are not in church. You know how this person is not in church. You can feel it somewhere. Not that you are not in church. They don't. Nobody cares. And it's okay. You are normal. No. And they say, please recommend somebody for us. They can't think of another person. He won on our room. He won it. You are the one. Even if you don't have all the required skill, you are the one. Your gift has secured a place for you. Your gift has made room for you. He will not just make you to stand before me, amen, but great men. Great men will accommodate you. Because you have something to offer. Nowadays, they don't ask people during interview. You have 2-1 or you have 2-2. What can you offer to this person? What can you give? What is in you? What can you offer? Access will not be given to you to that company until you have something to offer. If you don't know what to offer, you can't get the offer. It can't come to you. It can't come to you. Deep within you are gifts, are blessings. Deep within you. And they are not just for you. That is why you are not the only one on earth. If you are the only one on earth, it would have been better. You'll be doing everything just to satisfy yourself. But as long as you have people around you, that is why you are not just alone. You came from some people, from a family, and you have siblings. God is communicating something to you that you shouldn't exist alone. Your living must affect others. If you are in a place and you cannot do anything, there is a problem. Is it not funny how that some of your siblings will look at you and say, you are my mommy? And you'll be like, yeah, one. You say, you are my mommy. That communication is not just, it is deep. It's deep. Your gift has created that room of mommy for you. Even though you have a biological mother, not that our place is empty, but by the virtue of your gift, you have been promoted. That your siblings will look at her and say, you are my daddy. I don't have any daddy. That word didn't just appear. It didn't just proceed from their mouth. Something prepared it. You have created a room. You have created a room. And the place of such people, their place, their seat is among great people. If you can use your gift well, you can never be ordinary. You can never be empty. You can never be without a place. Some people say, I don't have a place to live. I am stranded. It's not the language of a man who operates and express the heart of giving. Can you celebrate Jesus in the house? Celebrate it. Celebrate it. And you are saying now, how am I going to start? See, knowing fully well that even one naira is not in my account. You have so many things in your account. The blessings of God upon a man is not just defined by the amount of money in the account of that person. You have a lot in you to offer. Sometimes it is, I just called to check on you. How are you doing? Hope you are fine. Hope you are this. You can give a gift both in cash and in kind. Many of us need to learn the art of kindness and give full expression to it. It is a gift. You might not know that at the downtime, at the dark days of the life of your friend, you are able to be, you are there, even though you can't offer money. How many you call? About one hour, how are you? Let's pray together. Don't worry, everything will be okay. You are just there. You are just there. You might not be pinpointing the problem, but that he's looking back or she's looking back, he sees that there is somebody with me. It's a gift that is so deep, it's so powerful, it's so great. You don't know how colorful and beautiful your destiny is until you come into this understanding. How beautiful and colorful it is. Until you come to this place of understanding that your gift can secure access for you. So are you asking me, why am I not prospering? Why am I not flourishing? Then I will ask you, what do you have to offer? You don't attract some things to yourself by just praying. You attract them by giving. So when you pray to discover what to give. And you let it go. If you can't let it go, you are not ready to absorb and embrace any other thing. Why are you in school? Why do you study nursing? Why do you study engineering? Why? You do those things so that you can collect something and have something to offer. Are you getting me right now? So you graduated, you are living with a certificate. What's the essence of a certificate? It's not for yourself. So that you can have something to offer. That's the essence. So that's why if all you receive from school is your certificate and there is nothing in you to offer, then there is a problem. A great one at that. Let's open our scriptures. So, the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5. We are going to read from verse 5. Thank you, Jesus. Resu vila kabra kotuza. Alleluia. 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 The Bible said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. The next verse. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he shall direct your path. The next verse. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. How can you be wise in your own eyes? What the wisdom will tell you? Keep money. That is how you need to save. Keep money. People of God, that's for money, that the best way to save them is to keep them. Is that clear to you? Some money in your hand. The best way to save such money is to let them. And there are some that you don't need. Keep them. They are with you. So the preservation of the one you get, do you understand? Will be secure. The preservation will come by the one you are keeping. You see? Because sometimes, someday you will finish the one there. If there is nothing that is going on, that is the secret of marketers. I mean, traders. To get something in, give out. And as it's coming in, you put some. You don't release everything again. You put some down, you remove part of it, you push it out. What are you doing again? As you add gain, you release it. If you release it and keep it there, you don't put another one out. Will anything come in? No, you can't trade like that. So you must understand. So do not be wise in your own eyes. Then you want to do that. Let me be managing myself. The fact is that since you have been managing, what have you done? If you are to count what you are spending in a month, sometimes you ask yourself, you don't even understand where the money is going. It's telling you that it's deeper than what you can cater for yourself. Heaven is the one who can do it. So if you are wise in your own understanding and you are trying to, you are only finishing yourself. Say, fear the Lord and depart from evil. Okay, the next verse, please. Let's be fast. He said, it will be hard to your flesh and what?
To your bones.
The next verse. Honor the Lord with your possession and with the first fruit of your increase. Read it together, everyone. Please go back. We are still coming down to that one. Let's read together, everyone. 1, 2, 3, go.
Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruit of all your increase.
The next verse now. What will happen to you if you do that? That's the access that that will give to you. If you honor him with your possessions, this is the access you will gain. What's the access? Read it, everyone.
So your vows will be filled
with plenty, and your vats with overflow with new wine. So, in this kingdom, there are laws and principles you don't break. If you break it, keep praying it tomorrow. Lord, I need an overflow. Bless me. Bless me. Bless me. You go to the mountain and fast for 3 days and be saved. If you can't let go what belongs to the Lord, you know that God will not give anything. He will not take your money. But he said, when you do these things to the least among you, when you give to others, you are not, you are giving to the Lord. That is the fact. So don't think those people will be the one to reward you. I don't think you are just helping them. You are doing what is right. And as you are giving to them, God is seeing you. Do you know what it means? That the man doesn't have anything to meet his throughout the day, nothing. And most times they can't go about begging. And God now brought that kind of, all of one beginning and said, Lord, compensate this person. Do you know? Because sometimes you just send money to this person, just what you should do. What you know, by the Spirit, you have been communicated to that, send this thing to this person. There was a time someone sent $2,000 to me. When I was in school, it was as though they gave me $2 million. Because at that time, there was nothing. It will not go with that money, they will not teach them. Nobody will do it. Many are dying. Nothing. If you can just allow yourself, you can function as a pipe, as a link, so that God can flow through you. He will keep blessing you. Because he knows. Well, okay, show me a dabby. Don't talk to me. What? Rain of blessing. And everything is coming. It's, everything is just consolidating on the same spot. It's the height of poverty. It's the height of poverty. Be open. I release. If you release, you will see me. Listen to me. I want me to double here. Here, I want my body. Yes, but don't you? I visit to you. You love it, sir. Am I also for that number? Have you? You know what you're doing? Come around me after that one. Oh, my God. Whatever we do, she can't talk. Can't talk. It's flowing. If you get to a point to reach out to a certain environment, move to another environment, and people are coming and they are drinking from it. But the one that is static, it's only limited to that location. And most times, those who drink those things, they used to clean it very well. Because if talking about the devil, so many things will come and just stay there. So sometimes it will be stink, smell. So your barns will be filled with how many? Plenty. And your vat will overflow with new wine. New wine. You are not ready for the new until you let go the old. You must get to a point that God can trust you with kingdom wealth. He knows that if today, heaven decides to say, okay, I want to establish Umilayo to be sponsoring the worldwide crusade, and it's giving you trillions of naira to do it. He's confident that this one, when I gave him 5,000, he still shared it. He gave 2,000, he shared with the remaining one. When I gave her 20 naira, he was still looking for someone to give 20.
vagrant and caused a relief in the life of the person, and he still kept this one. He is not foolish in spending, packing everything and releasing it out. Actually, I'm not saying you should go and now empty your bank account. Oh, if you are directed, no problem. But I'm not saying you shouldn't be prudent in the way you are to think. Are you getting my point? For know what to let go as you want to hold. If you don't know these things, you are too poor to be rich. Too poor. That's the kingdom. That's it.
It is very easy. Common sense will tell you, save for tomorrow. As if today that you are enjoying, you secured it for yourself. No, God made it happen. God made it what? God made it what? Proverbs 11, 24 to 25. We're about to pray.
Thank you, Father.
So vila da brako sizama. Mara de kobrakati zaparate kovila de sovina. Proverbs 11, 24 to 25. The scripture says, everybody read. Please, I want us to read together. Glory, I love this. 1, 2, 3, go.
There is one who scatters, yet increase more. And there is one who knows more than his life, but it is poverty.
Is this very clear to us? Read it again, everyone. Please, let me hear you.
There is one who scatters, yet increase more. And there is one who knows more than his life.
That means this scripture is not saying you shouldn't hold something. It's not saying you shouldn't withhold anything. Are you getting what I'm saying? He said, there is one who what? Withhold more than is right. That is also encouraging a culture of saving, keeping something. How can someone be scattering and is increasing? Do you get what I'm saying? How can you hold bread, 5 bread, and you, bro, take. He said, cast your bread upon the water. They'll come and check it later. It will be increased. So how can you be scattering? Sometimes common sense cannot capture what you are talking about here. Common sense will not do it. Common sense will not do it. It takes divine revelation to come into this dimension of life. Divine revelation that if you scatter, you will have increase. But the fact is that that's the truth. If you are not, if you are a farmer, or if you have done farming before, you will understand this. That's how. If you talon ko loko ye, shakoloman ko wando didi. No. You cut them into pieces and you scatter them. You push them inside the soil. And if you plant a maize, how many? At least 2 or 3. If you put it, and the thing germinates, okay, this is an agriculture. The thing germinates. By the time of harvest, you gave just three seeds. What are you going to get? What if? Hey, you almost can last one. I carry be 20, money 20. Almost 100 to 150 seed. Tegbe. And your matter. If it is possible like that for plant, that's a mystery. Well, how will that not be possible in your life? That if you scatter, you are planting, you are sowing. And by the time you are going to reap, most times it doesn't come like this. So some of you will fast 5 minutes or go keep fighting them that they are using private jet. Some of them don't even know anything about the private jet. The seed of the soul in the life of men generated that. A man of God was celebrating his birthday. Some of the people he had raised and contributed to meaningfully. They came together and they contributed and they brought in private jets. And you'll be complaining. You keep complaining. Because if you don't understand the secret and key yourself to it, you will be wasting. How can a man have 3 private jets? He will tie it in the safe. Go fishing. That's the fact. But you don't understand that what we do, we are sowing. We might not receive encouragement from anybody, but we know we are not wasting our time. We know that something is happening to somebody. And one day, God will lift someone. God will establish someone. And you will be that person in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is not the joy of a sower that at the time of harvest, there was nothing to relate with. It shows that probably you didn't sow well, or you didn't put the right seed. But every good sower will enjoy harvest. Every good sower will enjoy harvest. You don't have idea where God is taking you to. It's beyond your imagination. But as the word of the Lord is coming to you, it's reconfiguring, making you, preparing you for the greater height. And nothing can stop you. I mean, nothing can stop you. I mean, nothing can stop you. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Before we go this morning, can we open to Galatians? Or do we see our one verse? Please go to verse 25. Before we go to Galatians. Let's see what verse 25 says. It leads to poverty. You will not be poor.
Amen.
Let's read together, please. 1, 2, 3, go.
Do not be afraid of serving terror.
Uh-huh.
Nor of trouble.
We are not where we ought to be, brother. Proverbs 11, 25. Which kind of trouble? I'm not talking about trouble today. Today is not the day of trouble. Let's read together, everyone. The generous soul will be made rich. Hey. Oh, what that will also be watered himself. Access to kingdom riches comes by being generous. Something is coming. What you are thinking about is that who can this thing affect? Who? You push a little out, you leave the remaining. What you are doing is that you are securing a place in the heart of God. And he's looking at it and saying, when I'm done with this sister, then people will see you and say, what is he doing? Check it, she's not seeing all adjunction. Check it, she's pastoring work in adjunction. But it's different. Anybody can preach, anybody can walk about speaking in tongues. But how committed are you to kingdom principles? You can't be breaking divine laws and expect blessing. As you pray, be aligned. As you pray, follow the scripture. Then you will see great results following you. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7. Before we go, this is Genesis, so my brother. Because they started with G. The two scriptures start with G. Read, everyone. Do not be deceived. God is no more. The same thing, that is what you will reap. That is it. Whatever you sow is what you will reap. Now, let's go. Go on, the next verse. Whatever a man soweth, he will reap. You can't mock God. For he who sows to his flesh will of his flesh reap corruption. What's the meaning of that? That you consolidate on yourself alone. When you give anything out, don't see that you are giving it to man. You actually lend it to God. You are giving it to God. He said, as long as you do it to the least among these people, you are doing it to. But he who sows to the Spirit, with what? Of the Spirit, reap everlasting life. So as you give by time, as led by the Spirit, as you give by time to affect others, what you are doing is spiritual. It's not just a charity stuff. No believer can do charity. All right, let's read, everyone.
And let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season, shall reap if we do not
sow. So don't say I have been giving that person. It's not even saying thank you. Keep doing it. Know what you are doing. Keep doing it. You are creating access. You are gaining access. Keep doing it. Say, do not be weary in well doing. Now, please, the next verse. Read. Therefore, as we have opportunity, do good to all. Please come back, Oga. Alpha. Let's read together again, please. Let us do good to all, especially to those who have the household of. That's great. Because the fact is that if we can't affect our life, ourselves here, who do you want to go and affect outside? If the person you are seeing that you can lend help to time, you are not doing it. That means the person you don't know, you will even wait and pick them up. So let's start from here. And the Lord Almighty will keep increasing you. I see access. Many of you will gain strange access. You know, there are some things that are happening in your life that you think is just a mere coincidence. But you don't know that the 2 naira you gave some time ago, you understand, orchestrated that. Not that the 2 naira bought the promotion, but that God is able to trust you. That when I gave this person this chance, look at the number of people he affected. If I open a new door, he will do more. Oh yeah, approve it. Let her be lifted, and you see promotion. And you feel as because I read well. Forget it. So many people are reading more than you. Or you feel you okay with that, you work that. Not forget. There are so many hard workers. And life is still very hard for them. Can you rise on your feet, everyone? If you have been blessed this morning, can you pray to God? Can you just pray in the spirit, everyone? If you have been blessed this morning, speak to your Father. Elikose kabra katusa. Access is given. When giving becomes a way of life, access is given. Can you ask God for help? Just ask Him to help you, to be committed to giving others, affecting others positively. That nothing will be too big to be given. Nothing will be too big to be released. Oh Lord, take over. Sevilane suvila kataza. Raklinu roba di sosia. Le kobrehene na suvila kabarade. Ayarane tovira kreksuza. In the name of Jesus Christ. Barute kiva rakle end of ragle sosiza. I gain supernatural access today. As I keep giving, as I keep affecting others positively, I gain supernatural access. In the name of Jesus. Rakobilatisa, rokobilakanosisa. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name, Jesus.